We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, 7:45. Steve and Ted here on KNSS on a Tuesday morning, 7:45. Now, three big things.
Three.
Weekend Wichita traffic checkpoint results in 31 citations.
Two.
Wichita police looking for a man who attacked two security guards, tasing one at Town East Mall.
One.
Suspect held in Easter Sunday stabbing, Wichita's ninth homicide of the year. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning we've got the gasoline prices in the Wichita area. Averaging around $2.63 a gallon. There's actually not many places with a $2.63 price, but there are a lot of $2.64s and $2.62s. So that average still sitting right there around $2.63 a gallon. I found better prices down south, 55th Street South and Broadway, $2.59 a gallon there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Cloudy with a 60% chance for rain today and a high of 62 degrees. Radar indicating right now showers to the south of Wichita, and AMHs could see some sprinkles here in Sedgwick County. 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 48. Wednesday, partly sunny, tomorrow's high 72. Now a cloudy sky, we've got a north wind at 10 miles per hour and 53 degrees. Good news is that the rain that we're looking at, and I'm looking at a lot of showers down in northern Oklahoma coming our way slowly to the north. The good thing is we're not seeing a lot of those little boxes that show any kind of warnings or watches or anything like that. It looks like it's going to be some rain. We're not looking for hail or high wind or tornadoes or anything else.
Just some April showers.
Some nice April showers. Very good. KNSS Weather is brought to you by The Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, The Monarch. Well, we've got the Steve and Ted poll question on our website, knssradio.com. And the question is, do you use Wichita's public transit? And the results so far in our poll, yes, 5%. Very occasionally, 14%. No, 81%. I've thought of this question the other day. I was sitting outside of one of the businesses up there in the northwest side where all those businesses are. What's the name of that place? Not Brittany Square, but...
New Market Square.
I'm sitting out there. My wife's in the side, and I'm sitting there, and two buses come by within 5 minutes. Two city buses, one passenger. And I understand that we have a sort of a mandate in this country from government that we will provide public transit for everyone as conveniently as possible, but doggone it... There are billions and billions of dollars that are going for no good use. And I don't know what the answer is, but it just shows you 80% of people never ride the bus.
In this town, that's pretty much what you'd expect.
That's what you see in a lot of communities. Now, you got some of the bigger communities. I know their transits, they're a lot busier than we are. But anyway, take part in that poll if you'd like. Steve and Ted poll question. Do you use Wichita's public transit? Right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. U.S. auto safety regulators have expanded an investigation into manufacturing malfunctioning airbag controls to include 12.3 million vehicles because the bags may not inflate in a crash.
Mm.
As many as five deaths are now blamed on the problem.
Oh, no.
This probe covers parts made by ZFTRW that were installed in Toyota, Honda, Kia, Hyundai, Mitsubishi, and Fiat Chrysler vehicles. From 2010 through 2019 model years, takes in a lot of cars.
A whole decade. Yeah.
Yeah. Government documents say electrical signals can interfere with a circuit that monitors crash sensors. The interference can damage the circuit. Stocks closed mostly lower on Wall Street Monday, but energy companies rose sharply as the price of crude oil shot higher. Price of crude surged to its highest level since October after the Trump administration moved to further block Iranian oil exports. That helped lift energy stocks. The Dow fell 48 points. The S&P ended up 2 points. NASDAQ rose 17 points. And what is apparently going to happen as we seek to limit Iranian exports of oil is that the price of oil and gasoline is probably going to go up. And the Trump administration, as I understand yesterday, was getting some assurances from Saudi Arabia that they would help to fill the gap, but if there is one. But I think we're probably going to see, well, we always see higher prices at the pump. Come on. And that's probably going to be the case. You remember Herman Cain? He had a talk show on KNSS for a while.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
A few years ago. Well, President Trump says Herman Cain has withdrawn from consideration for a seat on the Federal Reserve Board and a focus on past scandals and doubts about his qualifications for the role. Cain is a former CEO of Godfather's Pizza who dropped out of the 2012 presidential race as he faced allegations of sexual harassment and infidelity. The issues resurfaced after Trump said he intended to nominate Cain to the Central Bank's Board of Governors. All right, coming up on 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And a local bank is expanding, and they're expanding to the Northeast. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, a Wichita bank preparing for a run into the Kansas City market. Emprise Bank has hired Trey Cunningham as the bank's Kansas City market president. Cunningham spent the last year as vice president for commercial banking at Simmons Bank. He says he's looking for space to build out a loan production office. Emprise has $1.68 billion in assets. Another delay for the opening of the downtown Wichita Hilton Garden Inn. This time you can blame a hurricane. Mitesh Patel is part of the ownership group for the hotel. He says Hurricane Florence damaged the company that was making the rooftop pool. They're also having trouble connecting to utilities. The pool now expected to arrive May 28th. Patel says the hotel could be open in July. And Boeing shares took a dip Monday. That was after a morning report that indicated production problems at the Dreamliner plant in South Carolina. A New York Times report says the facility leaders emphasized speed over quality. One technician says he told his wife he would never fly on a 787. Boeing says the picture created by the story is skewed and inaccurate. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
It's always something with these airplanes, isn't it? I mean, I saw a piece
Seems
on...
Seems like it recently, yeah.
I saw a piece on... Maybe it was the same... We talked about 787, I think, and it's
right, Dreamliner.
Left behind some shavings or something in the you know, when they delivered it. I'm thinking, really? Is it that dangerous? Is that big a deal? But I guess some people think it is, huh?
Yeah, most of the stuff is not unsafe. It doesn't make the aircraft unsafe, but... Still, it's a concern.
You know, Bill, and this in perspective, we had the couple of crashes with the 737s, right? But here in the continental U.S., the crash of an airliner is a very rare thing. Not, you know,
it sure is,
past
yeah.
30 or 40 years, a very yep. rare occurrence. So
right.
flying is safe. It may be a little tough to get your rear end inside those seats.
But yeah, it may not be the most comfortable, but it is safe.
That's another deal, right? Today is National Picnic Day. You know, this meal harkens back.
Yeah, who doesn't love a good picnic on a Tuesday?
To mid-18th century at fresco French dining when all you needed was a bottle of wine, a loaf of bread, some cheese and fruit, and you could have a party under the sky. I've never done that, have you, kid? Get some cheese and fruit and go out and sit in the park someplace?
I have.
Have you? Okay, well. I remember when my son was very small, my wife and my sister-in-law said, we're going to have a picnic. And I was, you know, fairly newly married. No, I don't want to go on a picnic, for crying out loud. Wound up over there in kind of a Sim Park or the Riverside Park, two toddlers with us. And I swear the wind was blowing from the north. It was about 14 degrees. And here's my wife and her sister-in-law. Isn't this fun? We're picnicking now. I don't know when's the last time
you
I've been on a
picked a poor day to do that.
Yeah.
You need to go on a nice day.
It was a bad day.
Yeah.
Yesterday would have been perfect for a picnic.
Heck yes.
But today we're going to see a little rain, so that's the other thing. What happens if it rains? Can you remember the last picnic you were on, Bill?
It's been a while. It's been a while. Taking the girls to the park, maybe.
Mm.
We had
some celebration several years ago. I think my son had come back from deploying someplace, and we got a lot of family together and whatnot. And we went out to the Sedgwick County Park and actually reserved one of those shelter houses,
right.
you know. With
right.
the, And it was pretty fun. Although, again, that was in October, and it was, again, too cold for a picnic. But anyway.
A little chilly.
You got to pick the right day for a picnic, yep. Right? And it brings up to mind one of my favorite movies of all time, Picnic.
Exactly.
Yeah. Filmed right here in Kansas. All right, guys.
Kansas Connections, yeah.
You need to get your jug of wine and a big hunk of cheese and find
a loaf of bread. And
find Gretchen here this afternoon and go out and have a picnic, Bill. Okay?
I'm on my way.
All right. Thanks, guys. Hey, stay with Steve and Ted at the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We have an update on the bombings in Sri Lanka and the investigation. Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yep, we'll take a look at Shocker baseball at home tonight as the Sooners come to town.
Plus entertainment news.
8:35 this morning, we'll get you caught up on entertainment. We've got a couple good birthdays to pass along to you. We'll get that at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather with a little rain in the forecast. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.